Migration is all over the news. Syrian refugees are clogging Europe's borders. The U.S. has built walls to keep out Mexicans. Meanwhile, countries around the world pour money into policing their borders while a global black market smuggles people across them for money. I'm Anne Strange-Shamps, and today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, something about this doesn't make sense. What if there was another way?
My dangerous idea is that borders are a thing of the past.
Artist and activist Molly Crabapple.
What we're seeing now with the Syrians and the Afghans and the Eritreans risking their lives to come to Europe is about war and it's about poverty, but it's not just about that. It's about something else, something bigger. We live in a time when we can communicate with anyone in the world. In our hands, we hold phones that have the sum total of human knowledge that give us this Gnostic and bodiless power to see anywhere and speak to anyone, anywhere, regardless of borders. And yet, our identities are chained more than ever to borders. We in the first world, we with the lucky blue passports, we carry passports that have chips in them. Everything about us is tracked. Borders are these spaces that are so militarized. And it's all about dividing the rich world from the poor world. But the thing is that in a time when people's minds can go anywhere, people's bodies cannot be chained in this way, people will no longer respect the idea that borders were sacrosanct. And in fact, the idea of a border being sacrosanct is a very, very, very modern invention. So let's say, you know, you're someone like a young Syrian engineer that I met in a refugee camp in Iraqi Kurdistan. He speaks English. He is highly educated. He fought for an education against all odds because he's part of a persecuted ethnic group, and he got that education. He has a good job, and then war comes and strips everything from him. And him and his whole family are living in a tent or in a shack in this expanse of dusty tents and shacks, and there's no future available for them. ISIS is maybe like 50 miles away, but even if they're technically safe, there's just nothing for them. There's nothing, you know? And this person, they have skills. They speak English. They speak like a bunch of languages. They had a future that was in mind for them. They have a young sister that wants to be a doctor. They have all of this ambition and potential and talent, and they're stuck in this camp with nothing because of the book of paper they hold. How can you tell someone like that not to get on a boat to Europe? How can you tell someone like that that because of the spot of land that you were born on or because of, you know, the mother you came from or whatever, you have less of a right to human dignity, to free movement and to happiness than someone else just by virtue of the fact that you were born on a poor spot of land and I was born on a rich spot of land? Anyone who fundamentally believes that humans are created equal must deeply question the idea that citizenship to certain countries, to certain rich countries, has to grant you privileges. Anyone who believes that humans are created equal has to look at the Afghans and the Syrians, the families, the men, the women, the little kids that are paying $2,000 to smugglers because they're not allowed to go on a death boat, because they're not allowed to buy plane tickets because they come from poor countries, and then look at the own freedom with which they travel the world, a freedom that's totally born from coming from an empire, and think, my God, there's something wrong here.